Well, Richard Dickinson is no stranger to Yukon carpentry or apprenticeships. He's the owner of Integrated Carpentry out of BC, and he's worked training First Nations carpenters, getting them ready for Red Seal certification. He was involved with the tiny house project in Carcross, if you'll recall, and he has some ideas of how to make the course more suitable for First Nations success. Richard Dickinson joins me on the phone. Hello.
Hi, Leonard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So what got you thinking there needs to be changes to the present system for Red Seal certification for First Nations people?
Well, as you know, I've been teaching this IP refresher course for a number of years now, and I also taught carpentry at the community college level. And during that period, I had a number of First Nations students, and I became more aware of the unique challenges facing First Nations candidates who want to get their Red Seal certification. And I'm also recognizing that there's still a significant gap in the number of newly certified First Nations carpenters. So I started thinking about that, and I realized that, simply put, the Canadian educational experience has failed our First Nations peoples.
Uh-huh.
So they often lack the foundation skills to get the full benefit of my course, and to be blunt, the existing Red Seal exam is beyond the ability of many First Nations candidates to successfully challenge it. So,
okay, so you call them unique challenges. Can you be more specific?
Well, they lack the foundation skills in many cases. My course is top-heavy in a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure guys have covered all the bases, and I tend to overcompensate maybe in the reading technical textbooks and manuals to make sure that all the bases are covered for my candidates. So,
and there's a lot that goes into reading, isn't there? Because, I mean, people think that reading is just an understanding of the words and the structure of the sentences and stuff, but there's also comprehension and putting that into practice.
Yeah, and particularly in instances where guys are, say guys are weak in concrete, or maybe they're weak in interior finishes. So the reading isn't necessarily getting the job done for some guys, because they need an accompanying explanation from time to time, and that's where my whiteboard and my drawing skills come in, and I can emphasize and illuminate certain points for them.
So why do you think that this is the situation? You said that the system is failing them.
Well, I think the system has failed them in the past, and the more I thought about that, I came up with a two-part solution to the problem. So I'm in the process of developing a First Nations-specific trades training curriculum, and I'm also hoping to lobby the ITA, the Industrial Training Authority, to rewrite the test questions in a more simplified form and create a First Nations-specific ITA interprovincial Red Seal exam. So, first off, for my changes to my course, I'm thinking of less reliance on textbook reading and more oral in-class discussion. So I think my course needs to be more culturally sensitive to the FN's oral traditions of sharing information. You know,
mm-hmm.
Historically, First Nations have shared information intergenerational through stories and parables. So I'm also considering teaching my course via a web link or webinars, which could be recorded and downloaded to the cloud, and this would allow candidates to review the modules during the week before the next session. So it would also allow me to interact one-on-one with candidates during the week. So First Nations, I think, they need just a little bit more time to digest the course information.
Well, a cynic might say you're lowering the bar here. Is that the case?
No, it's not a lowering of the bar at all, because it's really simple. The questions on the test in its present form are full of dense, convoluted sentence structure and unnecessarily complex syntax. So without lowering the bar, I believe it would be relatively simple for the ITA to rewrite the exact same questions, but in a more direct fashion, specifically for First Nations candidates, and in a way that's more culturally sensitive to their oral traditions. It could also include a practical element as well.
So more hands-on, experiential.
Yeah, exactly. More hands-on, more experiential. I don't know. It might not be cost-effective to run a practical portion of the exam, but certainly with diagrams, they could get straight to the point. If they had questions with call-outs, for instance, you know, here's a concrete form, you know, what are the various components? So that's part of it. And, you know, Leonard, math is math, whether it's gable roof math, hip roof math, calculating volume of concrete for a cylinder wall, or calculating stair risers, treads, or headroom. Math is math. And it's not the math that the First Nations guys have a problem with. It's the language of the test. So, and the building code is the building code. They'll still learn how to navigate the National Building Code to answer the 20 to 25 code questions on the exam. And that's a significant portion. That's like 36% of the 70% you need to pass.
So where do you go from here? You say you've got these ideas. Have you approached First Nations? Have you talked about this ITA down in BC?
Well, yeah, what I'm hoping to do is I want to start a dialogue with the ITA and Yukon Advanced Ed and involve First Nations band councils and representatives of the major players in resource-based development in BC and the Yukon, so organized labor, the big contracting companies. So I would also be thinking of approaching ITA Standards Director in BC and the Yukon Advanced Education Director in Whitehorse to enter into the dialogue about adapting the ITA exam. I had a very productive meeting in Whitehorse this spring with NDP MLA Kate White, who's very supportive of the program that I already ran up there, and I'm wondering what support she may be able to offer. Everybody's welcome to come to the table. So unions, labor associations, First Nations, ITA reps, and Yukon Advanced Ed reps, everybody's welcome to come. And we have to lobby the provincial jurisdictions to be on board with the idea before we can approach the Red Seal Secretariat in Ottawa to develop a new test.
Okay. Well, we look forward to hearing more about this.
Yes. I'm hoping that any First Nations out there or anybody at all who's involved in education who's listening to this to your program today, I urge them to contact me at www.integratedcarpentrytutorials.com or call me direct 250-331-1117. And I would look forward to input from First Nations councils themselves on how to adapt my curriculum and whatever support they may be able to offer to lobby the provincial jurisdictions of the ITA, Yukon Advanced Ed, so that we can move forward and come up with a test that's more appropriate to the cultural traditions of First Nations people.
Well, thank you very much again.
Thank you so much, Leonard. I appreciate all your help and support.